Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Humility that leads to healing. If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all. Mark 9:35. Imagine that in your favorite store, you are waiting to be waited upon when someone mistakes you for an employee. Are you flattered or embarrassed? Do you laugh or are you offended? Being mistaken for a sales clerk can be humorous. It might also be highly revealing. In Mark 9 and 10, Christ had more to say about serving than he did about being served. Dwight L. Moody, whose ministry often placed him in prominent positions, shares two examples of the stature of the servant. Walk with Dwight L. Moody, an American evangelist who spoke to millions about Christ in the 1800s. There is a story told of William Carey, the great missionary, who was at a party, attended by the Governor General of India. Also present were some military officers who looked down upon the missionaries with contempt. One of those officers said at the table, "I believe that Carey was a shoemaker, wasn't he, before he took up the profession of a missionary?" Mr. Carey spoke up and said, "Oh no, I was only a cobbler. I could mend shoes," and wasn't ashamed of it. The one prominent virtue of Christ, next to his obedience, was his humility. And even his obedience grew out of his humility. In his lowly birth, his submission to his earthly parents, his contact with the poor and despised, his entire submission and dependence upon his Father, this virtue consummated in his death on the cross, shines out. Today's New Testament reading is Mark, chapter 9, verse 33 through chapter 10, verse 16.
They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because, on the way, they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all." He took a little child whom he'd placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." "Teacher," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said, "for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly, I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat them do not die, and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with each other." Mark 10. Jesus then left that place and went into the region of Judea and across the Jordan. Again, crowds of people came to him, and as was his custom, he taught them. Some Pharisees came and tested him by asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" "What did Moses command you?" he replied. They said, "Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away." "It was because your hearts were hard that Moses wrote you this law," Jesus replied. But at the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. When they were in the house again, the disciples asked Jesus about this. He answered, "Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery." People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them.
Isn't it strange how many vie to be first when, according to Jesus, the prize goes to the one who is last? William Carey was not ashamed to be a mender of souls and heels, if only by that he might find an opportunity to be a mender and healer of souls. Only a servant. Some would call that an insult. What would you call it?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.